Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we lift up our voice? I love you, right back. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the love. Hallelujah. Can we just lift up our voices and begin to pray? We know we prayed a bit, but let's pray again. Hallelujah. Let's pray again. Landola, apala manto leba hanta kayela, ele brando reba selema, sheleba katolema, lembrenda roba, jeka la mando leba, paleba randora, bakala mando leba zeleba, jembrendo reba, la katole manda la valebeleba. Kole manda la bazoria rosta katolama, paleba rando leba landele breste la mando le katolama, eleba rando le breste la mando le beleba, lambra mando le belende le balande le belebeleba, pala mando le belende le belende le belebeleba, lambrandora katola manda la bazelema. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, breathe on us. Holy Spirit, fill us up. Holy Spirit, pour yourself on us. Holy Spirit, saturate us. Holy Spirit, occupy us. Holy Spirit, dwell in our hearts. Holy Spirit, immerse us. Holy Spirit, saturate us. We are yours. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. Our eyes are on you. Our hearts are on you. Our trust is on you. Our hope is on you. Our focus is on you. It's all about you, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us, Holy Spirit. Breathe on your people. Change us, transform us by the power of your word. We are yielded. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender to you. We surrender to your way. We surrender to your will. We surrender to your purposes. We surrender to your instructions. We surrender to your commandment. We surrender to you, Lord God. Make us into obedience people. Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. 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 Change my heart. Change our hearts. Change the hearts of your people this morning. Holy Spirit, change the hearts of every person here today. Holy Spirit, anoint the word. Anoint the seed. Anoint the word. Anoint the seed. Anoint the word. Anoint the seed. Make my heart a good ground. Make hearts good grounds. Make our hearts good ground. Make my heart a good ground. Make every heart a good ground. Speak to us, O Jesus. Plant a seed that will outlive us. Plant a seed that will propel us. Plant a seed that will change us. Plant a seed that will renew us. Plant a seed that will refresh us. Plant a seed that will revive us. Plant a seed that will awaken us. Lord, speak to your church this morning. Speak to your people this morning. We are bended over. We are bended over. Speak to every ear. Cause every ear to be open this morning. Cause every ear to be open. An uninterrupted transmission of the word of God from the mouth of God. From your mouth to our hearts, Lord. We are yielded. We are leaning in. We say, speak to us this morning. Speak to me this morning. Speak to me. I didn't come here in vain. I didn't come here for show. I came because I need a word from God. Speak to me this morning. Speak to your people. And Father, I stand in the anointing and the graces that is upon my pastor, Pastor Pascal. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm not on my own. I thank you that you gave me a husband. You gave me a priest. You gave me a father. And you gave me a pastor after your own heart. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I am covered right now as I stand, Lord God. I thank you. I pray that you will continue to anoint him. Continue to increase him. Continue, Father God, to strengthen him and strengthen the work in his hands. Anoint him as he preaches in Robecha, in Jesus' mighty and precious name, we are praying. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. You may take your seat this morning in the house of God. Hallelujah. So good to be here. Hallelujah. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Ooh. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We want to acknowledge our pastor. He's not here. He's at Robecha, like we said before. Hallelujah. Put your hands together once again and clap for him. Amen. 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 We are so blessed. Hallelujah. You see, as African people, we are accustomed to be familiar. Hallelujah. As African people, we are more susceptible to take things casually, to take people casually, to not value. Hallelujah. So the reason we stand and when we appreciate our pastor and we clap our hands is so that we remind ourselves not to take him for granted, not to take the gift of God for granted. Hallelujah. So one more time, please, let's put our hands together and celebrate Pastor Pascal. Hallelujah. We thank God for his leading. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, thank you. Take your seats in the house of God. Hallelujah. And one more time, we just want to salute the Holy Spirit. He's here. Hallelujah. We want to worship him. He's here. We want to love on him. He's here. Hallelujah. We love you. Can you blow a kiss to the Holy Spirit? I think some of you are thinking this is weird. It's not it. It's him. Hallelujah. He's a person. Amen. And we love him. So we are not blowing a kiss to it. The Holy Spirit is here. He has emotions. He has feelings. He has a form. He has a body and a mind. And he can change your life. And he's about to do that right now. One more time. Put your hands together for the Holy Spirit. Siyakuthanda. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We love you, Holy Spirit. I want to just remind us once again that we have Alive Woman Conference, 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 Alive Woman Conference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are leaving no daughter behind. We are leaving no woman behind. So those of you that are standing, show me how you're going to fetch them. Those of you who are standing, because you caught it. Alive Woman Conference, show me how you're going to get them. Show me how you're going to get them. Show me how you'll get them. Show me how you're going to get them. Ah, I think you missed it. I thought you caught it. Those of you who are standing, some are still sitting. So show me how you're going to get them. Show me how you're going to get them. Show me how you're going to get them. Those of you, no, I see plenty of women sitting down. I'm afraid. It looks like you're going to leave some women behind. Why are you standing and your sister is sitting? Alive Woman Conference, 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 Alive Woman Conference. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. The date has changed. It's now on the 31st of August. Hallelujah. And the theme is the garden. And the first is spring. Do the math. Do the math. Hallelujah. Do the math. Add 1 + 1 together. Hallelujah. So just remember, do not leave any woman behind. It starts here. Hallelujah. Yeah, there are some things you cannot allow in your presence. Yeah. If you're catching the fire, make sure the woman next to you catch the fire. If you better pull them out, drag them out of their seat if you must. But no woman will sit next to me and be cold. And no woman will sit next to me and be lukewarm. Not in my watch. Say with me, not in my watch. Not in my lifetime. If I'm rising, I'm not rising alone. If I'm going, I'm not going alone. I'm not leaving any woman behind. Say, woman, let's go, 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 let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seats in the house of God. Hallelujah. I believe this place can be filled with daughters, men, women, women, women. Yeah. Hallelujah. And it will be filled by God's grace. Hallelujah. I believe people are going to come here and their trajectory will change forever. Their story will change forever. Their testimony will be changed forever. So come with an expectant heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor has been teaching us. I think we were looking at the book of Acts 4 verse 33 about Barabbas. Who's Barbara's in the house? Is it 430 something? Check it for us there quickly. I forgot the scripture. And with great power, the apostle gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Verse 34. Now, was there anyone among them who lacked? For all who were possessors of lands, of houses, sold them and brought the proceeds to the things that were sold. Verse 35. And laid them at the feet of the apostles, and they distributed to each as one had a need. Verse 36. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostle, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. Hallelujah. Do we have sons of encouragement in the house? Hallelujah. Son of encouragement in the house. Amen. Say, I'm a son of encouragement. I bring a word of encouragement. I bring a word of hope. Hallelujah. We're going to have to be intentional about these things. Yes, son is not gender. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's not gender. We're going to have to be intentional about who we become. Are we going to be people that tell people how weak they are, how inadequate they are? Are we going to be the ones that tell them how they are not just rising to the occasion? Or are we going to be the people that are going to encourage people? Strengthen the strength. Hallelujah. Strengthen the strength. Is there a strength? I'm telling you, no matter how weak and wicked a person can seem, there's a strength in them. There's good. There's good in every person. So find the good in the person and pour on that and strengthen that. Breathe on that. Breathe on that good. Focus there. Hallelujah. Every single person that you encounter, men and women, have good in them. No matter how mean and how terrible they may come across, there's good in all of us. So be a son of encouragement. Speak life. Speak life to people. Speak hope to people. Speak faith to people. Tell somebody you will make it. Tell somebody you're gonna win. Tell someone you're not bad at all. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I think you're great. Tell somebody, I think you're a good person. Hallelujah. Tell them, you are silencing the voices of the devil in their ears. The devil is telling them you are useless. The devil is telling them there's no point. The devil is telling them that nobody cares. Tell somebody, I care about you. Tell somebody, you matter to me. Tell somebody, you are important to me. Speak life to somebody. Become a son of encouragement. Don't be a naysayer. Criticism is easy. Hallelujah. It's easy to find fault. And you must not me standing here. Hey, fault finder. Top notch. Hallelujah. Yeah. Look at you once and I'm like, that makeup doesn't blend with your skin. And you have something here on your eye. And you must wipe a bit here. And your collar is sitting. Hallelujah. Me, top-notch criticizer. Hallelujah. But I'm intentional about encouragement. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm becoming intentional about giving encouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. And some people really feel small when you discourage them, when you tell them. You see me, I like feedback. I think feedback is a breakfast of champion. So I like to give people feedback. It's in my best intention. In all my intentions, that the aim is to build you, and I think that you will become a champion. But I realize sometimes some feedback can really destroy somebody. Hallelujah. So I think build love, build trust, build access, have someone's heart before you can want to now give them the breakfast of champions. Hallelujah. Make sure you have their hearts before you can want to tell them, da, 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 da. Hallelujah. Amen. Say hello, son of encouragement. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor. Amen. Are you grateful that we have this word that reminds us to be like Jesus? Really. Hallelujah. To be an encourager. Rebuke where you need to rebuke. By all means, correct what you need to correct. But fundamentally, at the core, be an encourager. Hallelujah. Be an encourager. Say, I'm an encourager. Amen. So in the month of August, we've been looking at the series called Faith is the Key. Say with me, faith is the key. That's right. Faith is really the key. Faith is the key. Without faith, you see, now I'm going ahead of myself. But faith is the key. Amen. Literally, the key that unlocks everything. The key that opens doors. the key that gives access, the key that gives you entrance, the key, the main key, is faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 2, verse 4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just will not live by money. The just will not live by eloquence. The just will not live by intelligence. The just will not live by worldly wisdom. The just shall not live by feelings. Hey, can we talk about that for a moment? Because we are feelers as human beings, right? May somebody please help me bring it down a bit. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to be able to. But we are feelers as human beings. We feel happy and then we feel sad. And I don't want to take too long by God's grace. I see that watch is not working. We must get it sorted. Hallelujah. Let's work on it and get it sorted. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it really helps us to stay on time. Amen. But as human beings, we can be so... And there's nothing wrong with feelings. There's nothing wrong with emotion. God gave us emotions. Jesus felt. He felt a great deal. He felt love. He felt compassion. He felt sorrow. He felt pity. He felt hurt. He felt betrayal. There's nothing wrong with feelings. But the just shall not live by feelings. After we have felt, we rise up. And then we live by faith. Hallelujah. I feel a lot. I'm a big feeler. I go into my toilet, into my bedroom. On Thursday, one of the days, I walked into my toilet and I felt joy. And I played music. And Mama sent me that song because I'd been looking for it. What does it say again? I don't know what it says. I forgot it. But after I found that song, I danced for a good 30 minutes in the toilet all by myself. Yay! Yay! Oh, I feel. Like I'm feeling so much joy right now. And I had a rough day. But in the midst of a rough day in the office, I'm feeling joy. There I am dancing. Again, not hearing. What does it say? That's Hallelujah. Why would you not want to dance? I didn't even know what the song says. All I wanted was somebody plugged me. I was like, I need this song, and they plugged me, and it was enough to set me on my feet. Hallelujah. Yes, I closed myself because Pastor was not feeling well still. So I had to lock the bedroom and go in here, silent. You understand? When nobody sees me and I'm... Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Pastor used to be very shocked when he went on our honeymoon. I guess he never slept with me. He didn't know that this is what's going on with this lady. That when she gets up in the morning, she starts dancing. Like it was weird. I also didn't know that I do that because it was a part of me. You understand? Yeah, so I was shocked that he's shocked. I thought this is it. You get up and then you dance. You understand? So I got up out of the bed and he's like, what's going on? So he kept quiet. He says, no, maybe because she's married now. She's happy. Let's see. Day two. Not the day two. Ooh. I think on day 3, 4, he's like, no, man. What is going on? What is going on with this day? So me, I'll dance all by myself. You see me, the dancers I'm dancing here. I discovered that there's a secret in being a joyful person. There's a secret there in deciding to become a joyful person. And joy is not based on what's happening. Joy is a decision. No matter what circumstances are going around me, I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice in the Lord always. Hallelujah. But then there's also feelings of sorrow. And I do get feelings of sorrow. And still, I lock myself in the bathroom. And then I sit there. And then I cry about it. With my Bible open, flooded with my tears. Because I get it when I'm looking to God, I'm seeking God, the only place I can seek him is in his word. So I push through it. And then he whispers there, and I say, okay, I get it. But and then I page through again, and then he says something. And I see, it's just true, but then I page through again. I said, but you don't get, I think my name is wrong. Then he says, no, keep checking. I check again. And I said, maybe it's dead. He keeps answering me. So I deal with it there. Then afterwards, we rise up and walk by faith and live by faith. So we dance, we cry, we bawl. Emotions are important. Jesus wept. You know what is to weep? It's Jesus wept. You know? No, he wept. No cuteness there. Hallelujah. He was not like, no, he wept. And in the book of Hebrews, that he said, the Bible says that he came with many weepings and many loud cries. Jesus, with loud cries. Jesus. I think some of us, won't that it, our voices will scare us. Ne? If I start saying, hey, okay. I think everyone in the house will freak out. Hallelujah. But know this, that Jesus, the Master, the Lord, whom we love and serve, he's a man. He's the man. But he wept. With loud cries. So, but he didn't leave. Oh, there you go. 11:35. Jesus wept. It's a whole verse. Done. Klar. Let's go home. Give our offerings. Hallelujah. Jesus wept. Done. That's it. Let's go home. We are done. Church is done. That's it. Where's the offering? Hallelujah. So we don't deny the presence of feelings. Hallelujah. Yeah, we feel happy. We feel joy. We feel excited. We feel disappointed, betrayed, all of that. It's part of life. And our fight must be to overcome. So we don't dwell there. Some of us are anchored in those things. But that's a story for another day. Your feelings cannot anchor you. Faith is your anchor. Hallelujah. Your feelings cannot, you can't build a memorial there. And then something similar happens. And you're taking me right back. Yo! And then another thing happens. Oh my God. That's what happens when you are anchored. Is that you walk. And then somebody does something. Back there. At square one. You want to close the windows. I don't want to go out. I don't want the world to see me. I get the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So the faith is, the key is faith. And I know some of you are wondering, what is this faith you are going on about? What is this faith? Stay with me this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to discover what that faith is. Amen. And then the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. According to your faith, let it be done to you. I'm going to take off my shoes because this place is not level. It may just cause me unnecessary problems. Hallelujah. Yeah, and then we blame God. But God, I was preaching your word and then what? Hallelujah. Can't say I could have just taken wisdom. Power, wisdom. Power, wisdom also. The power of God. And the wisdom of God. We need both. Hallelujah. So, according to your faith, it will be done to you. The key is faith. According to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your ability to see what is not seen, it will be done to you. According to your ability to see beyond what is in front of you, it will be done to you. Can I tell you? I think God has limits. I think God is limited in terms of how can he operate with you. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is limited by our faith. God cannot do in us beyond what we see, beyond what we believe. He can, he can't. God cannot help someone who's stuck on a specific perception, a specific view. You can't be helped. I believe, I didn't see it in scripture, but I believe God is limited. If you can see yourself healed, he will meet you there. Healing will meet you there. If you can see yourself breaking free, breakthrough will meet you there. According to your faith, it will be done to you. Hallelujah. God made us in his image and in his likeness. And in the word image is imagination. And your imagination is hung up on all the bad things that have gone wrong and all that will continue to go wrong. Hallelujah. When you were little, you used to see things. You used to fly stuff. There was a lady I used to work with. She's gone to be with the Lord. She says one time she woke up. Her daughter stood on a balcony at Sun City. And she wore the cape stuff. And she says, I want to fly. Yes, she put on the cape stuff. She says, Mommy, I want to fly. Because when you're a child, you have not restricted yourselves. You are not so fearful anymore. You are not so limited anymore. You are reckless. You see, when you're a child, you see your mother can do whatever. Your father can do whatever they say. Hallelujah. Unless you're growing up around an environment where you're told no consistently. Because it's also very easy to introduce that. Hallelujah. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible. I want you to think about that impossible situation. I want you to close your eyes. Please close your eyes right now. And think about that thing that you thought was impossible. I don't know what it is. You know there's been stuff that you thought this, no one can change it. But the Bible says if you can believe, all things are possible. Thank you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. And Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why do we fight for people to come to the house of God? Because if we are giving stuff to people, and we are not giving Jesus to people, it's not helping anyone. The Bible says in Romans 12 from verse 2, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. So to change a person's story, to impact someone's life in a positive way, is not to give them a jacket. You are doing a beautiful thing. God loves it when you do that. But if you really want to change someone, and if you really want to see change in your own life personally, drag yourself to the house of God. When you get to the house of God, you are fighting conformity. In the world there is a standard that is set already. In the world there's a precedence that is set already. In the world there is a measure that is set already. How you fight that standard, how you fight that precedence is coming to the house of the Lord. How you fight conformity. In the world you are made to accept things that are not acceptable. In the world, you are made to agree with things that are unbiblical, things that are contrary to the precepts and the commandment of God. In the world, look at the Olympics. Hello. Amen. So to fight conformity, you need to be transformed. And to be transformed, you need a renewal of mind. And how do you renew the mind? The mind is renewed by learning. By knowledge, by hearing. The only thing that has the power to change the mind is knowledge. Dare I say, knowledge of God.
Not when you know about God will you be changed. When you know God. And to know God, you have to go to a place where God is. We come here because we believe God is here. We have church buildings all over. People have flocked to places of worship all over Lidah because they have faith that God is there. God has put together and established a place called church. Hallelujah. So that when his people are beaten by the world, when his people have sinned against him, when his people have been abused and are captured because of their disobedience, but when they turn and they face towards the temple and they lift up their hands to Jesus, that God may hear them from heaven. It's a prayer that one of the wisest king prayed, Solomon. When he, after he built the temple of God, after he built the church, and when he was dedicating it, he says, God, this, we have built this house so that even if they don't make it here, but wherever they are in captivity, when they lift up their hands towards this temple, that you will hear from heaven. Even if they had abandoned you, when they lift, that's why there's church. That's why we encourage people to come to the house of God. Because when you come to the house of God, you have an opportunity to build faith. You have an opportunity to reduce unbelief. You have an opportunity to decrease faithlessness. You have an opportunity to bring a dilution towards the concentration of doubt. That's why we fight for people to come to church. We started by saying, the just shall live by faith. But the just of today are not living by faith. The just of today are living by feelings. Today I feel like going to church. Today I don't feel like going to church. Today I feel like praying. Today I don't feel like praying. Therefore I'm not going. Why are you not going? Because you don't understand, you see. You don't understand and you will complain. And you will murmur. You will talk about how bad things are. You will talk about how life is horrible. How the community and this and that. Meanwhile, God has established a sanctuary. A hiding place. Hallelujah. So we can't live by feelings. We can't. We can't let the flesh dictate. We can't let the flesh rule over us. We can't let the flesh talk us out of God. The flesh is set on talking you out of God. The flesh is enmity with God. The flesh wages war with the things of the Spirit. Your flesh does not want you to know God. Your moods, they're not interested in you going to church. Your feelings, they don't care about you becoming spiritual. They don't care. Your feelings just want you to stay and eat pap and drink milk and sleep again. That's what the feelings want. Hallelujah. And if they see that maybe the pap and the milk appetizing is not really working, then they bring my toe. I bump my toe so I can't wear my shoes, so I can't go to church. If they see that you are still pushing through, oh, it's the ankle. The ankle. Why? Your skin, your flesh is fighting you. Your flesh wants you to stay. Why? Because it's a subject. It's subjected to the spirit of this world. And you will not overcome the world by coming to church once. You can't. You cannot overcome the world by showing up for services on a 7-day week. The seventh day, you want to conquer 6 days of carnality, 6 days of sexual immorality, 6 days of fear, 6 days of abusing yourself, 6 days of defiling yourself. You want to undo all of that on 1 day a week. You want it to be all done. 6 days of lusting. 6 days of jealousy. 6 days of envy. 6 days of comparison. 6 days of competing. 6 days of wanting to murder somebody. You want it to be undone on the seventh day of the week. How? 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 No, mommy says I mustn't go. No, daddy says this. No, they say I'm there. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You can't want spiritual benefits and be investing in carnal things. You can't want spiritual results while you are fully invested in the things of the flesh. Is it fasting once a week on a Friday? Come, let's fast. I think you think you're doing me a favor sometimes. Some of you, when I call you and I say, come to church, I want to help you fight something that's bigger. That's one that's intended on set on making sure that you don't become nothing. And the children you will give birth to become nothing. And their children become nothing. And their children's children become nothing. But you girl have a phone. My God. She's going to ask me, I get it today. My God. Meanwhile, I just want you to get help. Because I got that help. I got that help. I walked. Some of you walk and God sees you. Hallelujah. Some of you, sometimes it's the wind is blowing. Sometimes the rain is pouring on you. And you're saying, I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to the house of God. I'm marching to the house of God. Some of you don't know what you're going to eat, but you are going to the house of God. You are walking to the house of God because you know that's your hiding place. Hallelujah. That's your place of true transformation. True transformation. I wish we could be serious about God. I wish we could be serious about God. When we say learn to pray, when we say learn to fast, when we say learn to not miss church, when we say learn to show up for prayer, learn to show up for self, learn to fight for God, I wish we could be serious about God. I wish we could catch a wake up. Because while we allow ourselves to be so consumed with our feelings, there's a people that is perishing. While we allow ourselves to be consumed with our mood swings and the little toll that's painful, there's a nation that perished right in front of our eyes. I wish we could catch up, believers, and take God a little bit more seriously. Luke 18, verse 8. Jesus says, the first one, he speaks about how we should ought to always pray and not lose heart. And we say, come for prayer, come for prayer, come for prayer, come for prayer. Come for prayer. Please come for prayer. Please come and join us for prayer. We're not, these days we're not even checking, are you fasting? We're just saying, just come for prayer. We're not even asking, did you fast today? No, we're not even asking. We're just saying, come for prayer. Prayer is every Friday. It's announced here, revival at 5. Come for prayer. Please pray. But I realized it's not just us. Jesus begged the same begging. In Luke 18, verse 1, he says, he said a parable to this end. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Always ought to pray and not lose heart. And then he speaks about the persistent woman. She kept knocking. Let's look at it. And I believe persistent daughters, persistent women are rising as we hear this word. I think God wants to speak to women in this place. This is a woman's month. Hallelujah. I think God wants to bring the spirit of persistence in women. This is a woman's month. Hallelujah. And happy Women's Day for all the women in the house. Hallelujah. But I think God wants a persistent woman to rise up in this place. Hallelujah. I think God wants to breathe the spirit of persistency, the spirit of doggedness, the spirit of determination, the spirit of never say die. Hallelujah. Verse 2 is saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. In your house, a judge who does not fear God. He's a strong man. He's a generational curse. He's a whatever it is, a chronic disease. There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. He don't care about you. Has no regard about you. He doesn't fear you. He didn't fear your grandfather and your grandmother that were gone. He didn't fear your mother, and he doesn't fear you. And he doesn't fear this God that you serve. Because he knows you're not. I mean, you want God to give you mega results, but you it's Tinsy Sunday. Oh, it's long. Oh my God, 2 hours. Oh man, how long does the church? I want to go home. My God, it's too much now. Yeah, why would that judge be scared of you? Can't wait to leave. Can't wait to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go. All right, finally, we're going home. Why must he be afraid of you, this judge? Huh? You arrive late. You want to be the first one to leave. Huh? Why must he be afraid of you? You don't even fear your God. You show up late for his meetings. After you've been convinced, come to church. When you eventually come, somebody has bathed you. Somebody has ironed your shirt. Somebody, after you eventually come, you can't wait to go. You made it. Now you want to go. Why must this God fear your God? Why must the judge fear your God? Why? Why must he fear you? Oh, you don't fear him. Yeah. You and him agree. We are not scared of your God. That's why, let's show up late. We want to show him who we are. We're not scared of your God. There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard a man. Verse 3. Now there was a widow in a certain city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. Verse 4. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said to himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she wearies me. Can I tell you, this cannot be God. I could have thought this is God answering, saying, let me answer her. It's a strong man. Yeah, you, all along when you were reading this, you were thinking that this judge that the Bible is talking about is God. No! God never gets weary. Hallelujah! And regard men. No! God regards people. God considers people. God loves people. You see, now we are changing. Say, I'm changing. So he says, hey, that strong man is waiting for you to tire him. Now, how will you tire him if you are here one Sunday, you are here one Friday, you are here one time on sale, and then you disappear, and then you are selling again, and then sell, what sell? Yet, because this widow troubles me. Can you trouble your troubler? How come when you are always troubled? Why are you the one always troubled? The widow. Do I have women in the house? Do I have mothers in the house? Hallelujah. The widow troubled the troubler. Because this widow troubles me. This girl troubles me. This woman troubles me. This sister, this wife troubles me. I'm getting tired of her. Okay. Right. I'm leaving you. Make the devil say, I'm leaving you. And fine. My God. Hallelujah. Make him say, I'm leaving you. Yes, yes, man. You think I'm here for you in this earth. There are many others who will just bow. They will bow. I'll give them small money. They will bow. They will not come to church. I'm not here for you. Stay there with your nonsense, man. Take your blessings. You can give it to her, God. Give it to her. I'm tired of her. She's going to make, I'm not here to be tired by this girl. Yes, man. I didn't leave the heaven there and be cast down. Leave all my glory and beauty just so I can spend all my time with you. The widow, the woman, persistent. Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 6, that the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Do you understand that this is not God? He's an unjust judge. It's not God. Because God is a just God. Hear what this unjust judge said. Verse 7. And shall God not avenge his own elect? If the unjust judge said it, why is he a judge? Because there were pacts, there were agreements, there were covenants made. So he was given authority, he was given entry, he was given access into your family, your generation, legally so. Satan was given power by Adam. Hallelujah. That's why we are fighting. Jesus came to redeem us from the power of the prince of this age. He's a prince. And he is so legally. Now to deal with him, there has to be force. There has to be violence. There has to be persistence. And your force does not have to be you boxing. Because sometimes we think that, no, I need to go and study and get 17 degrees. If you're not dealing with this person from the root up, your degrees will stay in your room. There will be certificates like that, all lined up. Because the problem is not the paper. The problem is that this one is existing. He's a judge. He's been given authority to judge this house, this family, every daughter from this house, every man. This is how far you will go. You can't get married. You can't go there. You can't reach that. Hallelujah. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? And verse 8. This is the part I wanted us to run to. My God. He says, I tell you the truth, he will avenge us speedily. God will avenge us speedily. Look, you won't even have to persist so much. Hallelujah. He says, if you cry out to him day and night, hallelujah. You cannot say you love God and you are, when we say to you, come to, if you are saying, no, I don't need to go to church to pray. You are lost. You are an antichrist. Yeah. Yes. You are anti-God. Antichrist. You are, those are antichrist speakings. Because Jesus values the body. Jesus values the church. Jesus values the fellowshipping together. Hallelujah. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man, you see that this woman, she kept going. She kept going. She kept going. She kept going. Here I am again. We're in the house of God. How come you're not troubling me? How come you're not knocking there at the gate in that house, in the black gate? Hey, I need the church keys. I need to go pray. In the early hours of the morning, I want to go. I'm looking for God. I'm looking for God. How come I'm not hearing some people say, okay, so it's 5 a.m. Now I've set my heart that I want to be in the house. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to pray. Let me pray. Allow me. Just create a small problem for us. Let's see how we can sort that one out. Hallelujah. But no. Come and pray. 6:30. My God. Guglielmo is far. Hi. What? Please take your seat in the house of God. Amen. We're about to wrap it up. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, so then comes, that's Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why we say come to the house of God. Because when you come to church, look, don't deceive yourself. Don't allow yourself, like, come out of that deception. There's no way. You're not reading your Bible. Hallelujah. When you're not here on Sunday, you're not there opening your Bible and saying, okay, I miss church. And so let's see what God can say to us. No. Hallelujah. You're on other things. You're watching other things. Cooking, maybe, cleaning, spring cleaning, shopping, braai, I don't know. Mabo? Yeah, Sunday goes. Hallelujah. Become a lover of the house of God. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. When you come to church, you get to hear the word. Not only that,
you get to be taught how to hear the voice of God. Because this Bible can be overwhelming. I told my husband one time that I used to close myself in my room when I was a teenager. I was 13, 14. I loved the Bible. I didn't like the fact that they had given me a New Testament Bible. I was not at peace. I always looked for a Bible. I couldn't understand why do... You remember those blue Bibles? Why do I have a Bible that's not complete? No, I need the full Bible. So the day I found myself a full Bible, I closed myself in the room. In the heat of my belapudi, hot, blazing hot. I was sweating. I said, today I'm going to read this whole book. Hallelujah. And then I started Genesis 1. Yes. I was on it. 2, 3. I would go. 48. I'm tired. Hallelujah. I always remember that. 48. Ah, no. 50. Browse through it. Now I was like, no, I'll try again tomorrow. Try again. But I kept praying. Today, this Bible apps, God has heard my cry. God touched Craig Rochelle and they created YouVersion. Bibles, apps. Today we can get Bible at the fingertip. Today I press and I listen and I listen and listen again. Hallelujah. It's just a click of a Bible and I still read my Bible. I still do. When I pray in tongues, I pray with my Bible. I pray based on what I've been reading. Hallelujah. I go to those verses through my Bible and I look at them and I pray again because I want the word to work in me. Because when I'm praying in tongues, I don't have understanding. So I want the word. I want the word. I want to make sure that we are in the word. Lest I be praying demonic tongues. If you are here on Friday, you will know. You will know what we are talking about. Hallelujah. Certain spirits there. Yeah, my God. So I open my Bible and I have it there. And God whips me proper as I'm praying there. Oh my God. Understand? Well, it's open and I come again. I look at it again. Ooh, I hear you. I hear you, God. I hear you. As I'm praying. Hallelujah. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I said this before. Everything that I have reached to, as far as I have reached right now, is everything that God laid in my heart. And I think I believed God for it. I believe that I would move from being a receptionist at Vacation Club to working somewhere else because I have a good smile. That someone will spot me there behind the desk. And as I say, good morning, how are you? Welcome to Vacation Club. Are you checking in today? I was convinced that as I'm doing this every day, yes, someone will come there and there will be a person of influence and they will see this beautiful smile. And they will not be able to resist it. I used to believe my smile would be on billboards. But for years, the devil had lied to me that my smile was too big. It was crocodile smile. And people told me. No, people told me. And then, I mean, I would meet a stranger. There was a time I was in Rustenburg. There's a garage there somewhere. Just, you know that road to the mall? Just when you enter Rustenburg, that garage, I was there. I don't know what I was doing there. A stranger comes and says, hey, crocodile smile. I'm like, I don't even know whether I was smiling or not. I was by myself. Why was I smiling? A stranger out of nowhere. Hey, crocodile smile. I never forget it. You understand? My brother said to me, today he's born again. Glory, hallelujah. God is real. Hallelujah. He used to call my team. He used to say, top and top. Talakanyan. Talakanyan, top and top. You see, the teeth are on top of each other. These days, there's technology. God is going to help us all of us. All of us that have that situation. Because there's technology to help us sort that. Matter for a while, it tormented me. Proper. So I had to do this when I smile, like hide and... I can't. Until I started hearing God, reading the word of God, and building faith.
to a point where I said my face will be on billboards. There was a time that my face was on billboards. Hallelujah. There was a time people would drive around and they see my face and they, you're the one. And when I'm in a taxi, they say, is that you? It was that time. Now I don't want my face anyway. Hallelujah. But all those things are things God helped me imagine. Hallelujah. Yes, that your smile is actually a very beautiful smile. You're going to move, you'll change level. Keep smiling. Hallelujah. And before you know it, I was working with a wonderful woman. And then before you know it, through her, I got other positions, etc. Hallelujah. And this is a girl that just has matric. Really. If there's any studying, it was just short courses, this project management, that, gifts, whatever. No, small stuff. There wasn't really any formal degree type thing, diploma, as you would. But God. So God took me. You know, when he says, from tendering your father's sheep, I was a shepherdess. My mother had goats at one point. I guess she was a sangoma. So sangomas usually have goats because the people must slaughter all of these things. So I can whistle. That's why I can whistle proper. Hallelujah. Yes, I whistle proper because I had to. And then God found me there from my mother's house and appointed me. I don't know how, but today my whole family is saved. Today, they are all of them. The power of Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus Christ. So then faith comes. So because I kept going to the house of God, like a med girl. If you go to my community there, they'll tell you, oh, that girl was crazy. I think when I got married, everybody in Mabelapudi wanted to see. The whole village was at my house. I saw people like ants. That this girl. So this girl is actually heaven. God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may take your seats. So last week we were learning, have faith in God. The Bible says in the book of Mark 11, 20-22. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. Jesus saw a fig tree and he went looking for food from it. And the fig tree had no food. Then he spoke a curse on it. Hallelujah. I don't know what is a fig tree for you. There are fig trees. Now, to me, I'm an imitator of Jesus Christ. If he cursed things and they dried up, there must be some things I can curse that must dry up. If Jesus cursed things and they dried up from the root, there must be, you understand? And then you know what he said? His answer was, have faith in God. When they said, look, Jesus, the tree you spoke against, his answer, have faith in God. Your child has nightmares every night. Speak it, cast that thing. Let it dry up from the root. This is your weapon, the word of God. Have faith in God. Dry up that situation. Dry it up. Let it dry up from the root up through the word of God. Have faith in God. That's what Pastor was teaching us. So if we believe in God, we will also glorify him and give thanks. Romans 1:21 says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. I get a pastor also taught us in Psalm 14 that a fool says there is no God. People who don't believe in God, people who don't value the things of God, have a spirit of foolishness. People don't believe in God. They don't value the things of God. They don't care about God and prayer and all of this. They are ultimately, the spirit operating in them is the spirit of foolishness. Ultimately. Because although they knew God, some of them know God. Hallelujah. But they don't glorify him as God. Nor were they thankful. They don't thank him. But became futile in their thoughts and foolish in their hearts. And their hearts were darkened. It's foolishness to not believe in God. I'm telling you, have faith in God, because it's foolishness to have faith in anything else. It's foolishness. Look, go ask Steve Jobs. He had money. He had it all. But he's not here. We remember his name. We remember the products that he made. Hallelujah. Go ask any person whether it's the money. You think your problem is money. No, the problem is faith. The key is faith. The key is faith. Tell your neighbor, have faith in God. If we believe in God, we will glorify Him through our bodies and our praise, our worship, our tithe, our offerings, and our devotion and our service. If we believe in Him, all that we are will glorify God. All that I am will glorify God. All that I am will glorify God. All that I am must glorify God. My thoughts, my emotions, my actions, my commitment, all that I am will bring glory to God. My life will be a sweet-smelling aroma to God. An offering. My life, an offering. My life, that's why the Bible says, again, in Romans, I think, verse 1. Yeah, verse 1. Romans 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you to give your bodies as living sacrifices. All that I am for your glory. To sacrifice means, today I might have a backache. But as for the house of God, I'm going. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of praise. I think Pastor gave us the scripture also in Hebrews 13:15, if I'm not mistaken, when he was saying, offer a sacrifice of praise. Okay? So there it is. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and mercies, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. It means that it's not going to be convenient. I mean, do we negotiate with sacrifices? Say, hey, sheep, how you doing? What's up? Listen, man, this is what's going on. Baba, so we kind of need, no. Hallelujah. We don't negotiate with sacrifice and sweet talk it and no. We just, right? Yeah, we grab it and we take it to the altar and we get it burned. That's what they did. Get it burned. So God, and I mean, look, Jesus came to be a living sacrifice. Do you think they said, hey, Jesus, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Yeah, been looking for you. Yeah. We're here to catch you, man. Yeah, we're here to arrest you, man. Yeah. We're tired of this thing that you've been doing, healing people over the place. No, it's enough now, Jesus. and running away and say, it's enough now, Jesus. You go first. You know, you go first. There wasn't that. They came. And they said, they're looking for Jesus. And then when he spoke, they all fell. Because it's the power of God. But they didn't run after they fell. They rose again. They went for him. They grabbed him. The Bible says they surrounded him like dogs. Our sacrifice. Jesus Christ, our Savior. They took him, tied him up, beat him, tied up, boss, slapped him. Who beat you this time? Spat on him. So that's what Jesus is saying. Offer yourself. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's message, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Hey, you're not wasting time walking from Casablanca to Kalanyoni because you love God. Hey, you're not wasting your strength walking from Leguadi to Kalanyoni because you love Jesus. Hey, you're not wasting. It's not a waste. It's the greatest investment of your life. The greatest. To lose complexion. Be darker if you must. Hallelujah. Yeah, be brown if you must. Be grilled a little bit by the sun. I'm offering myself up as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Hallelujah. I'm offering myself as a living sacrifice. God sees. I walked. If I walk today, it's by choice. Hallelujah. And I will walk again if I have to. Look, I will walk anytime. For Jesus, any day I will walk. Hallelujah. But I don't have to. These days I don't have to. Because God has provided. God has made a way. But I'm not attached to the way. I'm not attached to it. With or without. With or without. Because my heart is not in that. I've seen him. I've seen his power. I've seen his deliverance. I've seen his miraculous hand. Hallelujah. Why would I want to turn back? Praise Jesus. So if we believe in God, we will thank him in our prayers, in our words, and in our attitude. John 14 verse 1, the Bible says, okay, we are on today's message. It's 1 o'clock. Is it 1 o'clock? Put your hands together for Jesus. Today's message, have faith in Jesus. Last week we were learning, have faith in God. Today, have faith in Jesus. Why? John 14 verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. So, first of all, believe in God. Second of all, believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Believe in him. But where the most people differ is in belief when it comes to Jesus. So where most people differ in belief is when it comes to Jesus. You see, people will be together with you. They will walk with you and you say, I love God. People will listen to you and tolerate you and you say, God, God, you know, the power of God. You know, God this, God that, God that. I get it. Because we all have God. Somehow God is God. But the moment you start saying Jesus, okay. Hallelujah. When you start mentioning Jesus, you are setting records straight now. All of a sudden, those who were flowing with you begin to want to draw back. Because they thought it's God, 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 God. That's why the devil is fighting the name of Jesus. Because he knows at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Hallelujah. At the mention of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's existence. There are gods that people served. Hallelujah. There are gods that people bow down to. They cut themselves. They bled. I remember when Elisha had to call the people of the land and said to them, let's sacrifice a cow. Show us today. Let's prove which God is powerful. Let's prove which God has the power. And they all prayed to the gods they believed in. The gods of Baal. And then he said to them, I think your gods are sleeping, you know? Yeah, I think he's busy, you know? And they began to cut themselves and they were bleeding. And then he called on the name of God. Hallelujah. So when you start saying God, 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 no problem. But the problem comes when you start saying Jesus. That's when you start seeing people begin, they want to be different. They want to separate. They want to pull away from you. It's important to know that we worship, we believe, we put our trust in the name of Jesus. We hope in the name of Jesus. It's important that we are shameless about that name. It's important that we announce it to the world. It's important that we take his name to the world. It's important that we go public with the name of Jesus. It's important that we are willing to suffer, yea, even die for the name of Jesus. It's important that we make our stance known. It's important that we are unapologetic. That look, I don't serve the living God. I serve Jesus. Because if I just say God, you may be confused. The God I serve is the God of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's important. It's important that you put it on your forehead. Put it on your t-shirt. Put it on your wristband. Put it everywhere. Put it on your doorpost, on your car, wherever. As for me, I serve Jesus. As for me, I believe Jesus. As for me, Jesus is my Lord. As for me, Jesus is Lord over everything concerning me. Hallelujah. Yes. Cut me off if you want to. Detach yourself from me if you want to. Disassociate yourself with me if you want to. Hallelujah. Cancel counter me if you want to. But as for me, I'm the daughter of Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. It's important that you, look, don't get it twisted. It's not Jesus and. No. It's not Jesus and. It's Jesus and Jesus all the way. Jesofela. Jesomora tua. Wapiluyaka. Jesomora tua. Wapiluyaka. Jesofela. Kiena fe. Jeso, Jesofela. Kiena. Jeso, Jesomora. Dua wa biluyaka jeso mora dua wa biluya. Take your seat in the house of God. Hallelujah. The song says Jesus is the lover of my heart. Jesus is the one my heart loves. Can you say that to him this morning? Can you say, Jesus, you are the one my heart loves? Come and tell him, Jesus, you are the one my heart adores. You are the one my heart longs for. Put your hands together for Jesus. So believe that Jesus was born of a virgin in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Emmanuel means God with us. Hallelujah. So if you believe, if you say you believe in Jesus, you believe that he's with you. He's with you. He's with you. When you go through the fire, he's with you. When you go through the waters, he's with you. When you go through the mountains, he's with you. I like the fact that, you know, when I'm studying the book of Nehemiah, as he's talking about how he's trying to go and build, that he went through the valley. Do you know that he went through the gate called serpent? I didn't know that there was a gate serpent in the Bible. But he passed through it. I'm like, oh, Lord, we need to unpack this a bit, me and you. We will. Hallelujah. Because the road that he traveled was a difficult road to get to the place where he needs to build the house of God. As a believer, the road that you will travel is a difficult road. Why? Because the majority of people are going this direction. They're going this way. Can you begin to pray with me this morning? Just pray in the spirit for a moment. Just, you can change the music for us. Just pray still. Pray still for us. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. So as a believer, the road is not easy. And the road that you have chosen to travel is a road. Remember the poem, the road less traveled. Yeah? The road less traveled. Poets, all the poets in the house, you must know this poem. Hallelujah. Amen. So, because wide is a road that leads to destruction. Society is going this way. New age is going this way. Popular, secular belief is going this way. And narrower is the road that leads to life. Not so many wants to travel that road. You look boring. If they see that labeling you boring is not changing anything, it doesn't affect you, then they label you brainwashed. If they see that labeling you brainwashed is not changing anything, then they accuse you. Then they accuse your church. Then they accuse your pastors. Hallelujah. Don't be shocked. Don't be puzzled. Don't let that stop you. It happened. It happened to Jesus. By all means, it will happen to us. Hallelujah. It's easy. It's easy for us to believe. It's easy for us to follow when everyone is going this direction. It's not easy to go the different direction. It's not easy to go the opposite direction. But you're going to need to walk the opposite direction. They are coming ahead of us very difficult times. I think Paul wrote this to Timothy, chapter 3, I think from verse 1. Know this, Timothy, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Hallelujah. Let me find it also while we are trying to find it. Let's see who gets it first. Hallelujah. I think it's 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Huh? I got it first. You are getting speed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are receiving speed. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. Are we not? Self-love, are we not? Self-care, are we not? Self-nurturing, are we not? Selfies, are we not? No, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Yeah? Hustling, every day we're hustling. Hallelujah. Every day, I'm going out to hustle, right? Yeah, lovers of money. Why are you not at church? I'm hustling. Hallelujah. Yeah. I got a little piece job. Hallelujah. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. When you're a child and you're obedient to parents, it looks weird these days. It doesn't it? Okay. You're not chatting back? Okay. You are not arguing. Okay. We frown, isn't it? Because wrong looks right. And right looks wrong. Hallelujah. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. When you do good things, you're bad, you're fool. Hallelujah. Because you're doing good things. Why are you like that? You're a mochi. Again. Yeah, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong. No, I don't believe that. No, I don't agree with that. Yeah, you do you. Do what makes right, what feels right, what looks right in your own eyes. Hey, haughty, lovers of pleasure. Hallelujah. Rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. So they will gather together. We will gather together in church like this. But our hearts are in the world. Hallelujah. Our hearts are in the world. We gather together on a Sunday morning. When we say joy celebration is coming to Sun City, hey, we are there. We are there fully. And we are lifting our hands with our Savannahs right next to us. I love you, Jesus. Woo! I get it. Yes, just while I worship. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon fashioned against me will prosper. Now I'm a servant of God. Now I'm a servant of God. What do you know about serving God? Huh? What do you know? What do you know about serving God? We say, God, let's go to church. It's a mission. So to be a servant of God means that you obey Him. He's your master. If you're saying I'm a servant of God, you're saying I am mastered by God. I'm not mastered by my views, my opinions, by culture. I'm not mastered by socialism. I'm not mastered by where the world is going. I'm mastered by the precepts, the commandment, the instruction, the word of God. That's what it means to say, I'm a servant of God. To be a servant of someone means you do what that person says you must do. You don't question it. You don't add your two cents to it. You don't try to correct it. You don't try to model it and make it look nice, sound nice. No, you do it as they say you must. You are a servant. Because this is the inheritance, the heritage of the servants of God. Hallelujah.
It's not, let me adjust it. I'm not woke. You lose all wokeness when it comes to God. Please, you are a fool by all means in the eyes of the world, so that you are wise in the eyes of God. Please, you are weak by all means in the eyes of the world, so that by all means in the eyes of God you may be strong.
Hallelujah. You are not here to impress, prove. No, it's God, not me.
If you don't remember my name tomorrow, please, fantastic. If you don't remember where I come from tomorrow, fantastic. I was not here for that. I was here to make his name known. I was here to build the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't remember my origin, and forget about me, please. Don't sit there and still trying to build me stuff, what tombstone. Forget it. Forget about me.
Hallelujah.
Forget about me. It's him. His name. Jesus. Say with me, Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Number two, believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. We're going to wrap it up just now. I know I've been saying that. But believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Hallelujah. Jesus was tempted in every way. Me too. Hey, I'm so brave, ne? I say Jesus and then I say me.
My God. Forgive, mercy. How do you even put that in the same line and say me too? Wow, put me. Wow. Forgive, mercy.
But the Bible says that Jesus was tempted. Hallelujah. So the second thing that we're saying is that believe that Jesus lived a sinless life. He had the pressures we are facing, he faced, to show that he's the Son of God, to prove himself. How many of you feel like sometimes you need to prove yourself? Women, I know. When they give you a position, you must prove yourself. You are always having to prove yourself. I know that you, that's the struggle there is there.
Hallelujah.
You always have to prove yourself. Jesus went through that moment. Prove that you are the Son of God. Turn these stones into bread. So he was tempted in every way. So that's why your model has to be Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your model, our model has to be Jesus. Our way has to be Jesus. Our example has to be Jesus.
Hallelujah. Our campus has to be Jesus. Everything, Jesus.
How did he?
It is written.
Hallelujah. How?
It is written. That's why you must come to church. Because when you come to church, you get to hear the word and faith is built. And then you can now study and see, okay, this is how you read the Bible. Today you came to church. Maybe you struggle to read the Bible. So, LP, how do I start to read the Bible? Start with the book of John. You wouldn't have heard this. You are hearing this because you came to church today. Where do I start? Where do I start to read the Bible? The book of John. Why the book of John? It's a CV. It tells you a summary of Jesus. Who was he? Why did he come? What did he do? How did he die? When he rose again? What is his instruction after he rose again? The fool. That's it. So if you don't know where to start, I don't know where to start. The Bible is overwhelming. It's huge. It's Yeah. The book of John, chapter 1. It's got 21 chapters. One chapter a day. A neuroscientist says that it takes about 21 days to build a habit. Isn't it interesting that the book of John has 21 chapters? Isn't it interesting that you can start reading a chapter a day? By the time you are done reading the book of John, you have cultivated a habit. A good habit. A good habit. A good habit of reading the Bible. It's a good habit. Of reading the Bible every day. Hearing the voice of God every day. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. We're moving. Say we're moving. Number three, believe that. So we spoke about the fact that Jesus was tempted. Hallelujah. there is nothing that we will face that Jesus did not face, is it? As I made you a simple example about how he was tempted to prove himself. He was tempted to validate his existence. You will be. Hallelujah. Your existence will be questioned. Will be questioned physically by people who are daring, and it will be questioned in your mind. Why are you here? You are just a piece of meat. Or you are useless. Or you understand? Mind, thoughts, satanic thoughts that tries to make you feel like you don't qualify. You know, you are useless. But Jesus went through it. If you want to know how do you overcome it, you have to become a friend and a lover of the Word of God, a friend and a lover of the instructions of God. Hallelujah. And the commandment of Jesus Christ. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's Psalm 119. Yeah. So how do I make sure that I'm walking on and following the footsteps of Jesus? The word. How did Jesus overcome temptation? The word. He was sinless. So if Jesus was sinless, it means that there is capacity in us to also be sinless. Hallelujah. And sometimes to be sinless just really means that your heart and your posture is to be right in the eyes of God. Is to do what's right in His sight. Is not to dwell on what you've missed on doing. But your intentions, the purity, the intentions of your heart is not malice, is not revenge, is not envy, is not hatred, is not no, is Jesus, is forgiveness, is love. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. A bit of a long read this morning. Number three, believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. But he was pierced for our rebellion. This is now Isaiah 53 verse 5 to 10. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so that we could be made whole. Jesus Christ. This is what he went through for us. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like a sheep, have strayed away. We went away. We left the right path. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. My sins were laid on him. It was me who strayed. It was me who cursed. It was me who was sexually immoral. It was me who fell. It was me who missed the mark. It was me who rebelled. But yet the Lord laid on him my sins, the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep is silent before the shearer, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. He was condemned unjustly. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and to cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hand. That's the story of Jesus Christ. And that's the story of us too. Us who believe in him. Maybe you don't have descendants of your own yet. Maybe you may not have. But through following Jesus and serving Jesus, as your life is being poured out, as your life is being given to the service of God, you will have many. That's the promise in the scripture. Hallelujah. It was said that no one cared that he didn't use a bad. Hallelujah. Yet when his life is made an offering, when your life is made an offering of sin, he will have many descendants. When your life, the Bible says in John 3:16, I can remember John 3:16. Yes, we remember it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Right? Do we remember 1 John 3:16? We should equally memorize it. We should equally know it. Let's show it to us on the screen. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. 1 John 3:16. Hallelujah. Let's see what 1 John is saying. By this we know love. I get it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. So we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. John 3:16, he did it for us.
1 John 3:16, we must do it for others. We cannot forget it. We cannot forget it. I don't think it's a coincidence that the word of God was put in the way that it was. He laid down his life for us. Now it's our turn. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We need to become a sin offering, so that we can have many descendants. Hallelujah. Amen. Born, there's a place in heaven. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Hallelujah. And the contribution that you're making towards seeing people saved will speak for you tomorrow in the place of heaven. The efforts you're making, the attempts, the phone calls, the checking, the WhatsApps, the calling, the prayers you're praying to see other people enter heaven, they will speak for you one day. You see, this place here that we call earth is not permanent. It's nice. It's cushy. It's comfortable. We live in nice houses. We drive nice cars. We wear nice clothes from time to time. We wear comfortable shoes. Hallelujah. But one day, it will all fade away. One day, we will all be gone. Hallelujah. One day, people will be discussing, hey, no, I don't think she would have wanted to be cremated. Maybe she should have been buried. No, no. Give her a white one. No, make her, give her a brown one. One day, those will be the conversation. One day, when your body is in an ice in mortuary somewhere, that will be the conversation. And people will come, and they break down, and they cry as they enter the yard. And others will come, and they will hug. And others will come, and they will just weep, trying to comfort me, trying to comfort you, comfort my children, comfort whoever. Hallelujah. Oh, exhala, yone. The days like that is going to come. We're not going to reach 200. Hallelujah. Exhala, we will not reach 200. I don't know if we'll make 100. 200, I'm sure. No, 200, I'm sure. 150 is reaching, to be honest. 158, my God. But 200, I can confidently say. 200 years from here. There was 200 years ago. There were people who were here 200 years ago. They're not here. Also, it looks like it's very far away because we're not all dropping kuchu, like gone, no. So it looks like it's that side. It's in Cairo. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, it's going to happen to all of us. What will stand is our faith in God, our faith in Jesus Christ, and how we lay down our lives for others. Amen. It will not be anything else. It will be that we live for others. We live to see others enter heaven. Live to see others enter heaven. Yet another one for Jesus. Yet another one for Jesus. At the garage, another one for Jesus. In a shopping complex, another one for Jesus. In a taxi, another one for Jesus. On the streets as I'm going to church or to school or to shops, another one for Jesus. Another one for Jesus. Because in the end, that's the only thing that will stand. In the end, as I'm interacting with people, as I see them every day, one of the questions that's lingering, must linger in my spirit, are they born again? Do they know Jesus? Are they saved? Oh my God, what will happen to them when they die? Hand on the sword, hand on the brick. Hallelujah. We are building while we are, you understand? Like Nehemiah. Amen. Like the Nehemiah people. One hand on the sword, the word. Okay, let me learn the word quickly so that I can give them the word. I can feed them. I told you about John, the book of John. One of chapter 21, Jesus speaking to Peter after his resurrection. That's the last chapter, I think, from 13, if I'm not mistaken. But the conversation he's having with Peter there, Jesus is saying, Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, because you must love God to have faith in God. Faith works in love. Faith works through love. Hallelujah. So that's the question that Jesus asked Peter. Peter, son of John. Are we winning? Peter, son of John, let me go to it quickly. Hallelujah. Let's quickly do this. Amen. John 21. Do we have Bible
reading people? Do we have our Bibles this morning when you come to the house of God? Amen. I think from verse 15, 21 verse 15, this is the conversation. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to me again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? Do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, I know you. I love you." So you'll see that throughout the scripture, Jesus is talking about your reflection of your love of me is that is others. The evidence is not in the song. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Your reflection of your love of God is not in the song. The reflection is in others. Do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than your career? Do you love me more than your business? Do you love me more than your comfort? Do you love me more than your ease? Do you love me more than your convenience? Do you love me more than what works for you, your schedule, your programming? Do you love me more than these? These could be anything. Do you love me more than these? These could be your studies. Do you love me more than these? I don't know what this represents for you, but Jesus says, the proof that you love me, feed my people. My people are hungry. People, look, if people could be taught the word of God, they would be better. The harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. And we can become laborers. We can decide to rise up and become co-laborers with Christ. Hallelujah. How? Buy a Bible. Every time you go shopping, buy 2 Bibles. Buy 3 Bibles. 4 Bibles. Why? I want to feed his lambs. Feed his. I love him. Why? Because I love him. Because I love him. I want to place the food. This is food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. This is food. This is food. They are looking for grants. They are looking for government help. But this is what they need. I love God. Do you love me more than this? I love God. I love God. Feed my lamb. Tend my sheep. If I'm spending time with any of them, it's to feed. 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 Let's look at the word. You will not spend time with me and you're not reading the Bible. It's not true. If you've had that time with me like that, you can still stand up and say, Amurtuaga. But no one can spend time with me and not be in the word. Like you will read the word. If you're saying we're having a one-on-one, you know. By the time you come out of there, do it, and you are the one who reads it. Because I want you to learn to feed. 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 Time with me is feeding. I'm not there for intelligent words. I'm not there to show you that I'm also learned and I'm sophisticated. There's nothing about me but the word of God. Do you love me more than these? Feed the lamb. It's about others. Jesus has given us the model that we live not for ourselves, for others. Put your hands together for Jesus. I'm wrapping it up. I've not been saying for a while. For Christ also suffered once for the sins and the righteousness of the unrighteous to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Hallelujah. He's made alive in the spirit. He was put to death. And also, we are being put to death. Sometimes we wear in our bodies the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, we wear them. Sometimes the waist is painful. We wear in our bodies the sufferings of Jesus. Sometimes the knee is painful. We wear in our bodies the sufferings of Jesus Christ. But we press on. Our spirits are encouraged. Our spirits are going. Our spirits are just relentlessly trying to reach others. Although the body is weak, the body is deteriorating, the body is fading away. But in the spirit, we keep marching on. We keep wanting to reach others. We keep wanting to love others. We wear in our bodies infirmities. We do. They are there. There are pains. There are sufferings. Headaches. There's this, that, that, but we keep on keeping on. We keep on reaching. We keep on preaching. We keep on visiting. We keep on praying. We keep on interceding without complaining. Hallelujah. Without crying about it. Again, for Christ died for sins. This scripture, the verse I'm speaking about is in the book of 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 4. Wait, the whole of it, it's one of my favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the whole of it. It's my favorite, but you don't need to go there. You can read it. Because he says we've got this light in this earthen vessel. This is an earthen vessel. It's corrupted. It's bound to receive a cut and be broken. It's bound to go through that. It's an earthen vessel. Sometimes it breaks and then it cracks. Sometimes the crack is irreparable. Sometimes. But we wear in our bodies the sufferings of Christ. Hallelujah. But the main thing is Him, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. Romans 10 verse 9. Hallelujah. That if you confess your sins, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe with your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. If we confess. So what are we preaching? People, confess. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. Jesus is Lord. God raised Him from the dead. Number 5. Believe that only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Only the blood of Jesus. What can wash away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 6, the Bible says, in Him we have redemption. In Him we have redemption. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Believe that only the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. Hallelujah. Some of you are sitting here today, you feel like your sins are as red as crimson. You feel like you are the worst sinner ever. You feel like God can never forgive someone like you. You feel like you can never be in right position. Listen, the blood of Jesus can wash away your sin. No matter how bad they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how high they are, the blood of Jesus can wash them. Hallelujah. So you can never be too sinful for Jesus. No one can be too sinful. No one is beyond the reach of Jesus. No one. No matter what you did, no matter how you did it, with who you did it, Jesus can still forgive you. Jesus' blood can wash your sins away. Hallelujah. Amen. For some of us, it could be that maybe I did 7 abortions. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's no sin that Jesus cannot forgive. Hallelujah. There's no sin Jesus cannot forgive. There's no sin Jesus cannot forgive. There's no sin Jesus' blood cannot wash. No stain that Jesus' blood cannot wash. Hallelujah. Sometimes the stains looks like it's too hard. It cannot go away. Stop trying to make yourself clean again. Let the blood of Jesus wash you. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you. Let the blood of Jesus purge you and purify you. He's able to wash that stain so clean that nobody can see it again. You know, sometimes the stain remains. You know, some oil, there's some stuff that gets there that, you know, but there is one thing, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. So He's able to wash you. And He's here. Believe that the blood of Jesus is the only thing that can wash away your sin. The blood of Jesus can purge you. Number 7, let's continue and wrap it up very quickly. Number 6, believe that Jesus is preparing a place for you in heaven. That's right. John 14, verse 2 to 3. Hallelujah. Believe that Jesus. Please leave that. Pastor used to teach us that, or did a series called Heaven on My Mind. I don't know how many of you. From time to time, it's good to visit that series on CastBox. heaven on my mind. It will help you realize that we shouldn't be chasing wrong things. Noza. We shouldn't be fighting for wrong things. It will help you not avoid unnecessary fights, unnecessary quarrelings, unnecessary waste of times. Hallelujah. When you can live with heaven in your mind, believe that Jesus has come to prepare a place for you in heaven. Believe that Jesus has come to prepare a place for you in heaven right now. There's a place for you in heaven. And the devil knows about it. And he's doing everything he can to make sure that you don't enter there. He brings offense. He brings meanness. He brings mean people around you that will cause you to have bitterness, anger, and all of these things. He brings discouragement. So you come to church. You come to church. And before you know it, you are too tired. Because now I've been coming and coming and coming. Now things are not working out for me. Hallelujah. So you have to believe that when you live with heaven in your mind, it's a higher life. Hallelujah. It's a higher life. Higher life. Hallelujah. So you can't be fighting at this level. You have no time to be wasting your energy on this level. Higher, 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 higher life, higher life. So which means the higher life is I forgive people. The higher life is I love others. The higher life is I'm nobody. I don't care for me. I don't care for my name. I don't know. It's not about me. That's the higher life. The higher life is take advantage of me for the sake of Christ. Please, use me for the sake of Christ. Please, I'm surrendered. That's the higher life. Hallelujah. Yeah, when you can believe that there's a place for you in heaven. One of my thoughts before I sleep. You know you have those thoughts before you sleep? One of the resounding thoughts is, Jesus, did I represent you well today? Who did I offend? Am I right? Am I? Are we good? Are we good? Are we good? Did I love people? Am I acting? What is the state of my heart? Is it pure? Or am I doing this thing out of malice, out of bad intentions? What is influencing these things? What is influencing me? Hallelujah! Because I want Him to be glorified. He may not call me home now. I don't think so, because He's got work to do with me. Hallelujah! But whatever He does. He does as He pleases, God. Hallelujah. I'm happy either way. To be present, to be absent from the flesh is to be present with God. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm happy either way. But if I'm going to breathe and be existing on the earth, it has to be for others. It must be about others, not about me. Tell your neighbor it's not about you. Tell them, listen, it's also not about me. It's not about me. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we can think that it's about us. Number 7, as we wrap up, believe that Jesus wants to come into your heart this morning. You've come to church. Hallelujah. Is Jesus really in your heart? Let's look at what the Bible says in the book of John 8, 23 to 24. Jesus continued, you are from below. I'm from above. You see, when you know you come from, you know you don't waste time. Hallelujah. It's not that you're proud. Hallelujah. Get only high, high. No. Hallelujah. I can't believe. Yeah. You just know. They are from below. I'm from above. Hallelujah. Jesus continued. You are from below. I'm from above. You belong to this world. I do not. I don't belong to this world. You see, I get Jesus is our model. As He is, so are we. Hallelujah. Yes. They belong to me. I don't belong to this world. I don't fight as the world does. I don't belong here. This is not home. Hallelujah. I do not. That is why I said that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. Anyone who doesn't believe that Jesus is who He says He is will die in their sins. Now, the painful thing about dying in our sins is that we will be separated from God for all eternity. That thing called hell is real. Many people have gone and come back by God's grace. And many have written books. The Bible has accounts of people who are there now. They've been there. There's a guy called the rich man. Hallelujah. He's been there since. He's still there now. Hallelujah. Yeah. There are many others who are there. Amen. They are dry. They are thirsty. They are burning. When we talk about hell, we are not trying to scare you. It's not that somebody's trying to say, get scared. No, 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 no. Revelation 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock right now.
He stands at the door of your heart. It's Jesus. He's knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and I will be with him, and he with me. Hallelujah. Hebrews 3 verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, in the day of trial and in the wilderness. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. You've heard his voice this morning. It's not me. I'm just the messenger. Hallelujah. I think we can move these things. Hallelujah. We can stand. Can we all stand in the house of God this morning? Can we all stand? Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we have prayed. Amen. With every head bowed this morning and every eye closed, you are in this place. You've come to the house of God. You're saying, I've had the message. I've had the word of God. I come to church. I believe in Jesus, but he's not in my heart. No, he's not in my heart. If I'm all honest, I still have my own opinions. I still have my own ways. I still have my own thinkings. I want to be delivered. I want to be set free. I want to know Jesus. I want him to be my Lord, and I want him to be my Savior. I've been saying that I'm a servant of God, but really I didn't understand that when I say I'm a servant of someone, it means that I'm their subject. They are masters of my life. Today I want Jesus to be my master. I don't want him to just be Lord, but I want him to be my master. I don't want him to just be my Savior. I've been running to him to save me, but I want him to be my master. I want to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. Today, when you hear the message, do not harden your heart. He knocks. He's knocking. Even in this moment, Jesus is knocking in the door of your heart. He's knocking. He says, open for me. Open for me. Open for me. Let me come in. Forsake all things. Forsake all other. Make a vow with me. Be married to me. Let me be one with you and you with me. Let me come in. This morning, if you are hearing this word, you've heard the message, and you're saying, I want to have faith in Jesus. I've learned and I've heard that it's important to have faith in God. And this morning, I've come to church and I'm hearing that it's important to have faith in Jesus. I want to build faith in Jesus. Not faith for materialistic things. Not faith for physical things. I want to have eternal faith. Eternal faith. I've come to church because there was needs. I came to church because there was a problem. But I see that it's more than that. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Whether or not my problems go away, I still want him. Whether or not poverty goes away, I still want him. Whether or not he heals me, I still want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want him to be my Lord. I want him to be my Savior. I want to be in heaven one day. I want to make it. At the count of three, if you are hearing this voice and you're saying, that's me, I want you to take a bold step. Take a bold step. If that's you, 1, 2, 3. You've heard the message. You're saying, I want Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Come and join us right here. Come and take a bold step and join us right here. Don't be ashamed. Take a step. Take a step for Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Maybe you're also here this morning. You're saying, I've also been coming to church. I've also been doing ministry. I've also been doing sales. I've also been leading. I've also been involved in all sorts of things. But Jesus is not my Lord. He's not my Savior. He's not my Master. To be honest with you, I don't know if I'll make it to heaven tomorrow if I die. This word is for you. If you are hearing this word, do not harden your heart. You are saying, I want to be born again. I want to become a born again Christian. I'm not born again. Maybe I am born again, but I didn't know Jesus like this. I didn't know him like this.
If that's you, I want you to take a bold step. I encourage you to take a bold step and come and join us right here also. Hallelujah. Raise up your hands to Jesus. Those of you that are standing here, you are raising them up to your Savior, your Master. Just say, Jesus, come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Be my Lord and my Savior. Come in, come in, come in. If you are sitting on your chair and you know that you're supposed to be here, you are hearing the voice, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart. Come, come. Come. Jesus is reaching out to you. Come. Amen. Those of you that are here, repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. I believe that you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I am restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we want to thank you for these ones that have heard your voice this morning, Lord God. We want to thank you that the seed has been planted on good ground. We want to thank you that this word will produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold, that we will reap a harvest. We will see the manifestation of the harvest of this word in their lives, Lord God. And we want to thank you that your word has been planted, oh Jesus, even upon this harvest field, oh Father God, that lives are being changed and transformed through the power of your word. We want to thank you that you are working right now. You are working right now. You are working, touching, healing, restoring, Father God, a relationship, reconciling, redeeming by the power of your word. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we have prayed. Amen.